The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is such a sad, sad state in America. If you hear it in mainstream news, you can almost assume it's not true. Isn't that sad? And I mean that sincerely. I think that's heartbreaking that the mainstream media in America is promoting absolute false news. The president calls it fake news. It's not fake. It's false. Now, I'm going to get into something here in just a moment. But case in point, and this just happened moments ago. We got the TV monitor up here in the studio, and the president is meeting with individual leaders about seniors in America, COVID-19, financial issues, nursing home crisis, and so on. He's having a roundtable discussion about seniors and how to help seniors and so forth. Well, if you follow the news at all, it was everywhere this morning. FDA rescinds permission to use hydroxychloroquine, the drug Donald Trump recommended. It's everywhere. I mean, it is everywhere. Even Fox News said FDA. So a reporter, and I don't know who it was, but a reporter asked the president just a few minutes ago, aren't you a little embarrassed that you recommended hydroxychloroquine and your FDA, part of your government, part of your administration now, has rescinded the approval to use this drug? And Trump just says, well, maybe you'd like it. He pointed to one of the guys on the panel. I honestly don't know who he is. I don't know whether he's part of the FDA or something, but a government official. And Trump doesn't respond, doesn't get angry. He just says, well, maybe you'd like to comment on that. And here's the truth, which is not being reported. The FDA rescinded emergency approval of a batch of hydroxychloroquine from Pakistan. The FDA gave an emergency exemption to get this drug in because there was a lot of question about whether it would be helpful in the COVID-19 thing or whatever. And now that we don't need it, and there's still a lot of research about it, the FDA said, we're going to remove the emergency exemption to this particular source. And again, I'm pretty sure he said from Pakistan. And the doctor that answered the question said, this drug's been around for 60 years. It has been proven safe. And a doctor, in conjunction with their patient, can prescribe hydroxychloroquine for the COVID-19 or anything else that they want to. It is an FDA-approved drug. But the mainstream media is implying you can't use it anymore. And Donald Trump, totally false. An absolute total distortion of the truth. That's just sad. I mean, it really is sad. All right. Tragically, over the weekend in Atlanta, another black man was shot by a white police officer. And it looks like it was unjustified. There was a fight. There was a skirmish. The man did resist arrest. There is no doubt about that whatsoever. He resisted. He took the police officer's taser. So this guy was not just completely, absolutely innocent. He was drunk in the drive-thru of a Wendy's. And the people at Wendy's said, hey, we got a car stalled here in the drive-thru, and he's drunk, and he's passed out. Come. And for quite some time, he was very agreeable. He talked to the police. He failed sobriety tests. He was drunk. So they arrested him for public drunkenness, or at least they tried to. And when they tried to arrest him, he resisted violently, fought the police, and got one of the police officers taser and began running and fired the taser at the police officer. The police officer fired his service revolver three times in the back and killed him. It would seem that the shooting was absolutely unjustified. Did the officer feel that his life was in danger? The guy was running away. He did fire his taser, but there were other police officers there, and even if the taser had hit the police officer, it would not have been fatal, and there were other police officers there to subdue the man. And you have to think, how in the world, with all that's going on, the protests, the riots, the looting, the social unrest, you have to think, how in the world could a white police officer even think about shooting a black man in the back? So anyway, new riots broke out. The Wendy's where this happened has been burned to the ground. The police chief in Atlanta has resigned. And the protests are going to continue tonight, and they're going to intensify across America. Now, does there need to be police reform? Absolutely. I mean, again, how could this police officer in Atlanta even think, unless he truly felt his life was in danger? And it wasn't. Better training? I don't know, but there needs to be reform. There needs to be better training. But don't. It's tragedy. The guy was drunk. He should not have been killed. Did race have anything to do with it? We have no idea. That will be assumed. But we don't know. People will jump to that conclusion, but we don't know. But isn't it interesting that I cannot think, maybe there is one, I cannot think of a single case where there is desperate need for police reform. Detroit, Chicago, Seattle, Minneapolis, Atlanta, New York, where we have seen these cases and mayors and governors are coming out and saying, we must have police reform, we must. Isn't it interesting that, to my knowledge, these are all democratically led cities? And my question, in some cases, these liberal left-wing Democrats have been in charge for years. They've had a stranglehold on the government of these cities. Columbus, Ohio, by the way. Columbus, Ohio. Democrats have had a stranglehold on City Hall, the police department, Why have we not seen reform before? I mean, seriously, why is it that almost every city that desperately, and I mean desperately, needs police reform are under the control of the liberal left? Los Angeles, San Francisco. Interesting, isn't it? I don't know whether interesting is the proper word. When we come back, and again, this is tragic in Atlanta. The police officer has been fired. It looks like murder charges are going to be filed. And from what I've seen, it's probably justified. Hang tight, some really important.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, I got to deal with this quickly because I have a guest at the bottom of the hour. Maybe we'll pick up the discussion again after my guest. But I am deeply, deeply troubled by the number of evangelicals and conservatives that are getting on the Black Lives Matter bandwagon. I'm deeply concerned. The president of the Southern Baptist Convention has voiced his support for Black Lives Matter. Now, he has made it clear, and this is not verbatim, but it's kind of basically what he said. Well, I don't believe in everything they stand for, but, and he uses hashtag Black Lives Matter, which is the identification for the organization called Black Lives Matter. Please understand, Black lives do matter. And no one who is a follower of Jesus Christ would deny that Black Lives Matter. But that is totally separate from endorsing the Black Lives Matter organization, which is the antithesis of anything biblical or Christian or godly or American. And they will do nothing to bring unity. Their goal is to divide and to disrupt. You say, prove it, Bob. Thank you. I will. If you go to their website, blacklivesmatter.com, and, you know, navigate through, you will find a long page called What We Believe. I printed it off. I have it in my hand. This is from the official Black Lives Matters website. It begins 4 years ago. What is now known as the Black Lives Matter Global Network began to organize. Started out as a chapter-based member-led and so on and so forth. In the years since, we've committed to struggling together to imagining and creating a world free of anti-blackness. Now, if you read through the rest of it, it is absolutely clear they are only concerned about the welfare of black people. Only. That is their only concern. Third paragraph. Black Lives Matter began as a call to action in response to state sanctioned violence and anti-black racism. All right, now, I do not know of any state sanctioned violence. None. I don't know of any. Well, what about George Floyd? What about George Floyd? He has been charged with murder by the state. Are you with me? He has been charged with murder by the state. The murder of George Floyd was not sanctioned by the state. It is being prosecuted by the state. Black Lives Matter is based on a false narrative and an absolute lie. In America, there is not state-sanctioned violence against blacks. Is there violence against blacks? Yes. Is it sanctioned by the state? No. All right, let me, jump down several paragraphs. Every day, we recommit to healing ourselves and each other and to co-creating alongside comrades these three women who organized Black Lives Matters are Marxists. They are blatant Marxists. And by the way, if you look deeper into their history, they are blatantly anti-Semitic. They hate Jews. Alongside comrades, allies, and family, a culture where each person feels seen and heard. Okay. Now, let me skip over. We are unapologetically black in our positioning. In affirming that Black Lives Matter, we need not qualify our position. They say we don't even need to explain it. Then we are guided by the fact that all Black Lives Matter, regardless of actual or perceived sexual identity, gender expression, they are blatantly pro-homosexual, lesbian, transgender, and so forth. And one of the paragraphs basically says, if you are black, that means you are good. There are no bad black people. Just by the fact you have black skin means you are good. But here's the worst. Listen to this, and I quote, we disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure. Black Lives Matters is determined to destroy, quote, the Western prescribed nuclear family structure. What are they going to replace it with? Quote, extended families and villages. Marxism. Communism. They want to destroy the nuclear family, and it will be replaced by extended families and villages that happen to be black. Folks, of course Black Lives Matter. Of course they do. But the movement is antithetical to anything Christian, and it's unthinkable that evangelical Bible-believing Christians would identify themselves with a movement that stands in opposition to biblical truth, to the family, to marriage, God's definition of the family. An organization that is controlled by Marxist communists. And yet, many top evangelical leaders have bought into this movement.